Mem Aleph and Nida, Yodea Gimelav, Etav Shemem Beis, July 23rd, 1982, on Friday. Continued.
Only after she makes a big game, she verifies that it's clean. The day is clean. Otherwise, she has all the bile. That's the second day. But the first day is no, that she doesn't even have to make a big game. Mashiach came in regard to the question as to whether she has to make a big game on the 25th day. So both days in Shulchan Aruch agree that she certainly is mechuyebes lechatchila to make a bikkur on the yom ha'gesed. She is certainly mechuyebes. He says in so many words the mechab. Show no she is chicha is bikkur kishi agi ha'gesed. If the besed is on the 25th day, so on the 25th day she has to make a bikkur. Over ha'gesed v'loi potko, v'loi yogisho, is the hero of the loi bikkur. The hero of the loi bikkur. So, in other words, so if it's the 28th already, so then, according to the first washing, she doesn't even have to make a bikkur. The second washing is, and we pass by the second washing, she has to make a bikkur. But both Roshayas agree that on the 25th day, she is mechuyebes to make a bikkur. Now, what kind of bikkur does she have to make? So, if she has a vessel kavua to sit down on the 25th day, and if the vessel is limited to a certain moment, let's say, in other words, if she has a real time every 25th day at 10 o'clock in the morning, exactly. So then she has to put in a piece of cloth just a little before 10, and she has to take it out, and she can take it out immediately after 10. But suppose she has a real time, she has a vessel of having the menstrual flow every 25th day between 9 and 10. So the Chavis Da says that in such a case, she has to put in a piece of cloth before 9 and leave it inside, leave the male dochel inside until after 10. And suppose the range is 3 hours, so then the piece of cloth, the male dochel, has to remain inside for the 3 hours. Suppose it fluctuates, she has a real menstrual flow every 25th day, but sometimes it's in the morning, sometimes it's in the afternoon, in the early afternoon, sometimes it's in the end of the afternoon. So then the Chavis Da says, and all the poskim, the achrim, they say that she has to leave the male dochel the whole day. The whole day. I mean, this is something that usually Noshim are not zealous in that. It would be a hardship, I mean, for many women, I mean, to leave the male dochel for a whole day. And usually, women today do not have an exact moment when they have a menstrual flow. If they have a regular cycle, so it's in a certain day, but it will fluctuate. Sometimes in the middle of the day, sometimes in the middle of the day, sometimes in the end of the day. But according to Chavis Da, so in such a case, the Meir Tochel has to remain inside for the whole day. Most women are not so. Now, there is one Achel, the Yimei Bino, who is Chelik on Chavis Da.
Thank you.
Now, Tesefta Nidek, Perik Tes, and it's a parallel, I mean, the Kavizdas, and all the Achreini, we don't mention that Tesefta Nidek, Perik Tes, Halocha Ebeis, so he says, when you hide in yourself, with that woman who has a vessel kavua, so she has to make him pick it. So the Loshna get the septum, the test of needing. Halacha is, the inhaibin of Yisosha, the yodo b'inel, b'inno, kol alei, elevate kin, pa'amayim revesta. So the Yisosha, you know, it's not a sefer that you can get. I mean, they publish so many swarim, but that's not one of the swarim that they published, but I saw it years ago. So he says, elevate king pa'mayim nevesta. Pa'mayim nevesta. Twice. Once in the morning and once before shkir. In other words, the same way like in Zodik Deir. So now what he means, Zodik Deir has to make every day, she has to make two pickets. Zodik Deir. In other words, the same way as a woman who is a sukkah mitaris, so every day she has to make two pikas shachris v'yavis. In other words, once in the morning, one pika in the morning, and one pika just before shkir v'yavis. Or the zomim devres, so every day of the zayim kim, she has to make two pikas. So the sefer says, not so on the contrary, it says contrary to what the Chavisdah says. Chavisdah says, what do you mean? I mean, it's a mere gochot. That's yodo beino. Kolayim. So he says, yodo beino kolayim. But twice. So the Yudhavina says that if a woman has a vessel kabua, but on a certain day that is 25th, but it fluctuates, so then she does not have to keep the mere gochot before the beginning of the day, and then take it out after the end of the day. No, but just to have the estimation of this. The Hazmish is Simon Tay. So he says something very strange. Something very strange. And the Hazmish knew of it, okay? He knew of it, you know. But he says that the Mira, that she has to make only one Bdikin. She has to make only one Bdikin at the end of the day. How do you get it? One bigger monarchy. If you are not, if you don't take notice of the Tesefta, so then you should say like the Chavisdas. Is it as long as you should say like the Chavisdas? And if you do take cognizance of the Tesefta, why shouldn't you take cognizance of the Tesefta? The Tesefta is the Tesefta. So, and the Chazmish knew of the Tesefta. So then, two pictures. So, it appears that the Chazmish now, let's say, according to the Chavisdas, the Chavisdas says so. The Chavisdas says that according to us, that we pass like Mandoma Vestas, the Rabbanon. So there, the cheese interested, I will be she didn't make it, Ike and the Yudhima Vestas. No, we can all change interested. But the Chachira, she has to make it, Ike, so merely it has to be a mere dochot inside the whole range of the possible form. And if it fluctuates in the course of the whole day, so it has to be inside the whole day. But according to Mandoma, this is the Rai says, or Chavisdah says, this is a terrific comment, that according to Mandoma, this is the Rai says, if a woman did not have a meal, if a woman had a vessel kavua that fluctuated, that fluctuated in the course of the hours of the day, so if she did not have the mere kochuk the whole day inside, and then the yema veset passed by, and she's not aware of any menstrual flow, so she's a sure bio, she has to count 7 days. I mean, it's a stable like that. Once we assume that according to us, that we pass in. Vestis the Rabbonon, so it has to be near Dochuk. So according to Mandoma, Vestis the Haise, it has to be near Dochuk in the Eved. And otherwise, she's a soul of Bible. So, the Chazmish assumed that this Tesefta calls with the Mandoma, that Vestis the Haise. So, merely if the according to Mandoma, Vestis the Haise, so in other words, she has to make the same decade that the Zodic Bela has made. Two decades a day, Machine came according to us that we passed the blessed sister Rabbanon. So only one ticket enough. But when should that one ticket be made? And so it should be made at the end of the day. At the end of the day, rather than the beginning of the day. So, but according to Chavisdas, I mean, Chavisdas is very strange because it's contrary to what the Tosefta says. Horeitze, what is with that? Tzolch mikitish liach in some of the rest. But he will be tashmish, so. In other words, why? Because there are more pastimes. The Bechaber and the Ramo, they both pastimes, like the Raivet and the Rashbo. The Bidroshe of the Ezartimus, the Yisroel, the Tanazor of the Yisroel, she appears in some of the best door. She appears in some of the best door is in Asmach. So it's only in Israel Rabbanon. So the male lived in Israel Rabbanon, so the male, they explained the Gemara, that Chai Bodom Lifki Desishte, if he's Yitzel Averech, the Gemara in Bones, or some other ways, some other people. So, that keeps you there. In other words, it means that he is Mechuyev to be taken, mamish, to be born before he goes on the trip. But there's an Israel, so the Chachomim made a special dispensation. The Chachomim made a special dispensation, since it's only in Israel. But the Rabbi Tam, he says that some of the best things in Israel I say, some in Mele, he says that Chai Bodom Lifki Desishte doesn't mean that he's in Chuyah to be born now. He has to show her affection, love. So I mean, so only the Beritzu Bechim. So the Ramo says that he will touch Mishore, so that means that the Ramo also passes that the Isa of some of the best is only in the Rabbi. Then he says, Umikom Roke, Hamachriya Shoreh, Fogdo, because even though the Ramor pastimes is realized and most ashamed that the Droshe of Azatim ben Yisroel is Asmachte, but there is a cloud in any Sveike de Reise. We do not, if there is a Shoshe de Reise, so a Baal Nefesh Yachnul Atzme, you should not rely on off Poskim. So maybe, and according to Rabbi Tam and the Ramah, that is a Droshe Gmure, so then there couldn't be a Heter. Lobby on now just because he's going on a trip. So that's why he says, Tobi on Boch. Uchbom is Boya Bechol Mikurva Ba'ave Shor Milvatash. In other words, Ibichir is Bosom, it's called Muta. Muta is some of the best. I mean, that's only true according to the Rishayim who say that the Misa of some of the best is in the Rabbah. However, according to the Rishayim, like Hamletan and Ramah, that it's a Misa that I say, so then, so she has to be treated like a real needle. So the male killing Boso is also awesome. So he says, "Yechon is more than the whole new crew, and the half is short and the batash. The male who got mitzvah, and so he moved to Bishi. The Yeshemri, the modern razor, really with Derek, the Ishti needle, the tea will take 10 achas, so it will happen. In other words, suppose he has to go on a trip. But, his wife is at the end of the Zayniki, so if you postpone the trip just one day, you'll be able to be taken. So then, because of the mitzvah, the kavetor, the vecho, the litzechdo, so he's mechuyev to postpone the trip in order to be the kind of mitzvah. I do not want to go over the next discipline because then I become involved. Especially in Sifri Grace, so and even Sifri Galat, so I'm talking about similarity. Okay, so, but now for Sunday, we'll go over some of the shachs we already went over, if not inside, so we discussed the throne, Baalpeh, so there is no need to go over inside. But the shach in Sifri Lamed Beis is a very important shach, it's a very important shach. We should go over it on Shabbos, I mean very thoroughly, and discuss it at great length. And then we should also go over in the tour and in the Shochanor with the Taz and the Shach of Simon Kupere on Sunday. Alright, now on Sunday, so now in the summertime, I deliberately start the Shia later because I don't want that there shouldn't be a union for mincha. I mean, so in the course of the year, I always try to start in time, but many times I'm delayed. But in the summer, so I deliberately try to start it late because I don't want that the union for mincha should be bought. I mean, this is very important. But this Sunday, so I would like to start a share.
Shimon Beis, Anita Yorodea, Hey Av, Hey Tov, Shimon Beis, July 25th, 1982, on Sunday.
And we speak about it now. And as the Brisa says, that it means on the Hamori. Because one could say, Aaron doesn't have to ask her because we rely on her Cheskes Kachas. She knows whether she was fierce or not or not. So Mele, if she had been fierce or not, she would tell him, she would stop him. Mashaikh, if she is Yishayna. He should be chayshin, shleit mi sheheder yazda. So that's the big chidesh, that even in such a case of yisheino, we still rely on cheskestah. All right. So then the Gemara says, Omar Yishlokis Meshul Rabbil Nisi, V'yuhu shebo u'motzo v'seich yimei noso. And what does it mean, v'seich yimei noso? So in other words, Rashi explained v'seich yimei noso, that means the Yin Lamet, and the Bibin Nisiya has reference where a woman doesn't have a Beset Kavua. So the Yin Lamet is like, is treated like her Beset Kavua. But the Mephoshim say that the Rambam explained, it applied to the mother, of who she bore, what she was saying, and also, not that Kelly Gabi, a woman who doesn't have a Beset Kavua, and the Noso is in Lamet. You may know some means Yima Beset. Let's say if she's a woman who has a Beset Kavua, but her Yima Beset is the 25th day, so Mele, when we say that Kol Anoshim Becheskes Taro Baleir, and she's Mutalobi Aleho, even if she's in Sheino, so that is, if we bow Motsa Mesech Yima Yinoso, prior to the 25th day, the 23rd day, the 24th day, but Avo, so who was this? But if it is already the main also the 25th day, then he's also Omar Abune Loishalo Elosheimo Bese Aboyeshlo Bese also Lisham Kelapelaye Abra Abunitra Mistabre Elo Bese Teva Hazoye Yeshlo Bese Bese Kriyalo Eloit Mahochimna Omar Abune Loishalo Loishalo Yiashas Vesko Avon Yiashas Vesko Asuro Kosova, Vestes deraise. So not great. So when it is in Mutalobialeo, if it wasn't, he diashas Vestes. Now according to Rashi and according to Mises, so the memory of the CS reference to a woman who does not have a Vestes Kavua. So then, and Sichilin also means prior to the 30th day. And the memory of Rabune has reference to a woman who has a Beset Kavua, but it's Mutea in the Baal Avayim prior to the Yima Beset. The Yima Beset in the 25th day, the Baal Avayim from the Derech on the 23rd. Avon Giyashas Vesto is Asur. A Giyashas Vesto Asur, so it means if it's beyond the Yima Beset. Let's say it's the Yima Beset in the 25th day, and he is already here by the 33rd day, so he's still Asur. Cosopa veste bereits Rabbe bei Rav Chonio, ma a più di Ashas Vesto namo di Teres. Cosopa veste bereis. So that is, so Tesis explains it, but a più di Ashas Vesto di Teres. Tein de hier Teres, a nun in Schwierig für die Babys, wo ich kam der Gemisch als Ohr, wie ich so schön ist, wie ich sehe, so von Vesto, wie ich schlimm nach, ich schlau als Acha Vesto. Shiva Yom, she yachir o mitre, ayo le ayo, visofi tfilo mitzir le visofi. Hoa so, ki dahin rabirchen in visom. U man do oma, vesti zirai seach, u shua so, ki shios man tfilo, aso, ki bade roa so hashmino. U mitirkak, u ish lidani, si u rabirchen in visom, u vesti drabon. Na, here, Rabbi Bachoni says, afilu idia shas vesto namo mitaras. But Tesis limits Rabbi Bachon's memory only to the kids who are 7 days have already elapsed since the Yitzhak Vesh. In other words, the Yitzhak Vesh is the 25th day. So, 25th day, and the Baal of Ayn, the 33rd day, the 33rd day. So that means that assuming that she did have a Yitzhak down, and the Yitzhak Vesh, the Yitzhak Vesh on the 25th day, so she already was able to count 7 days and to go with Philip. So in other words, so in such a case, he's mutalobi alel, even if she's in shame. Why? Because we have his vexed. One possibility is that on the 25th day, she was not finished with her, she did not have a real doubt. And in other words, Erav is money boy is not a hechragom. It's a possibility. But there is a possibility that she did not sit down on the Inas Aveset, on the 25th day. Assuming that she did sit down on the Inas Aveset, on the 25th day, so it's very likely that since 7 days already elapsed, and that she already went through it. So that's why he's mutalobi alel on the basis of sexing. This is how Tesis explains it more. Now, when we learn that Dabi Moreh, so we have to point it out, but I just want to refresh the memory. So according to Tesis, Rabbi Barachone's memory is in line with what Rabbi Yechen says. I'm on the base. Omar Rav Shmuel Mishmei Rabbi Yechen. The seventh line from the top of the Omer. Omar Rav Shmuel Mishmei Rabbi Yechen. Isho Sheish Lo Vese. Bailo Mechashev Yuli Vesto Ubole. So in other words, even though Rabbi Barachone does not spell out, Rabbi Yechen spells it out, but Rabbi Barachone means the same thing as Rabbi Yechen. He means the same thing as Rabbi Yechen. The same thing as Rabbi Yechen. Alright, so this is the Pshat in the Gemara, according to Tesis, and according to many Rishonim. Now, let's go over now this Sif again. Sif Yudam. Isha Shiyesh Lo Veset. Liyom Levat. Vigiyo Shas Veset. Now, we pass by the Mandoma Vestes de Rabot. Also, lo in longer, lo leo ach nisha leno. If the Shas Vesto is already alive, vi meimo Veset. So you wanted to be also have it in Gia Shas Vesto. So the mele, if the Inis Aveset, let's say, the Inis Aveset is the 25th, and the husband arrives on the 27th, is also lo miyala, kishi nisheino. And even if she's able, he cannot rely on a yundere, since she doesn't object, so the mele is a raya that she knows that she will be also miyala, he cannot rely on that. And he has to ask her, and she has to tell him that Roy Pearson evil. So, Vim Shuaso, however, that is only in the, let's say, the Inas Aveset on the 25th day, and the husband arrives on the 27th. So then, without verifying that she is not illegal, he's also lovely alel, even if she's an ale. But, Vim Shuaso, אחר הבסת שיעו שתספר לתגרל is יום יולאו ומצורך לשם. That means even כשהיא נשאר. Why? Because that's the memory of Rav Shmuel. That's the memory of Rav Shmuel בשמית רבי יחנן, בעלו מחשו. And the Stasis says, so Rav Vachonen means the same thing of בעלו מחשו. Now, this is the psak of the Mechavah. Yeah, all right. Now, Yom Yaleo, now let's see. Let's see what the task is. Yom Yaleo, in Torah Chushim, Sifte Zayin, Mivuya B'Gmore, Atuli Sho Yaldo, Dibay Sho Nidveo, that's the Gemore. So there are two Pshotim in the Gemore. Rashi's Pshat is Atuli Yaldo Namo, and the Rach's Pshat is, and Tese Pshat is, Atuli Yaldo Namo. So in other words, but anyway, so he mentions, the Taz mentions that according to Rashi's Pshat, Bivuya B'Gmore, Bivuya B'Gmore, Atuli Sho Yaldo, דיבר שונית ומעצי, אם בו הרי, אם בדר רואה שעשור, עד שאין שלם. In other words, so when do we say that he, 7 days, have already elapsed, as of the Inas Avesta, let's say, her Inas Avesta on the 25th, and he comes back from the trip on the 33rd, so then he's also lovely, even if she's ashamed, even if she's ashamed, that is only if he doesn't know whether she saw down or not. He only knows when he left her, she was at table. And he only knows that the 25th is the Ines Avesa. So then he's Mutalobeta. Mashe'u came at the time when he left her. So she wasn't even. Even though more than 7 days have elapsed since then, and she was able to be developed, so then, in view of the fact that she has a cheskas, tare, so it's also lobby olel, atzmi shalem. That means, even if she's ill. I mean, and this is mentioned in the next scene. Hoyisho, shehi, בחזקס נאו, אוסו לילו ועולהו, עד שתאים עלי טובלו. So then רמוס says, ומאחה שאופו יומים שאפשלו לידי סבילית נאו, נמנס. So in other words, but we have to resort to her testimony. But we don't rely without a testimony, even if she's ישנו, he should be מוטה לא ועולהו. He should be מוטה לא ועולהו, because she had an opportunity to go through it. The answer is no. When do we say that he is mutalobi aleo even if she's kishenyo? If he left her, tail. So the male, there is this vexing. So then we say, one topic is maybe she wasn't in person. Two, the Deina Sabese has elapsed, but that does not necessarily mean that she has to see. Eira Bismani Bo only implies that it's likely that she saw, that she sees on the Ima Bese, not that she must necessarily see on the Ima Bese. So that's one possibility left. Assuming that she did see, maybe she was developed. Mashiach came if he left her ego. So there is only one subject. So in the middle, we cannot rely on the fact that she had an opportunity to be developed. Maybe she didn't go through it, even though she had an opportunity to be developed. I mean, this is mentioned by the Rishonim explicitly. Alright. Now, let's see. So in other words, so the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is like tasteless. The Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is like tasteless, that the Shulchan Aruch, the tool, the Mechaber, that if a woman has a Beset, and the husband comes after the Inus HaBeset, but more than 7 days is of the Inus HaBeset, so he's Mutalobi Aleo, even if she is Yishay. The Rambam does not mention this Aleo. The Rambam says as follows: In the Dalit Brachos Yisrael, via Alochetes, Kol Anoshim sheyesh lo Veset b'cheskas tara lebaleihem. The Rambam emphasizes Kol Anoshim sheyesh lo Veset b'cheskas tara lebaleihem, because the Rambam mishitose I mean, because the Rambam Shittim is a woman, there's no Hesed, so by the way, he's also lovely on that all. Unless she makes a Vikikin Tashi. She is a Rambam. So that's why the Rambam emphasizes. Koanoshim Shishlan Veset, the Cheskastari Valayan, Achetina Lekmeyan, Oli Achetul Zak Nido Bishkin Sel. Hoba Bailon Dina Cheres, Vinicho Teheo, Kishiyome Yitzoy Huishelo. אפילו מוצא ישנו, הרי זה מוטה לא ביולר, שלא יבין אסבסטו, ואינכי שיש שמו נידוי, ומניחו נידו אסור לו, עד שתאים עלי תאירה. So the Rambam doesn't mention this idea that Rav Shmuel, משמיד רבי יחן, mentions explicitly that יגיע לאחז מנבסטו, בילו מחסו מחשי, the Zion Zoni, Nein Asvesto Ubola. That the Rambam doesn't mention. The Mechavra does mention it. He says, Vim Shoasu Acharaveset Shio Shetiske Vitizdeo, Yobi Olel, Vim Tzorich Lishe. But the Rambam doesn't mention it. So, the Magid Mishi, there's a wrong Magid Mishi, you should go over the whole Magid Mishi. So, the Magid Mishi says, that the Rambam Shite is, that the Rambam Shikin is when the Rambam says, Hola Bailo and Dina Acheres, Vinicho, Tehero Kishiyobe, in Tzorech Lishelo, Afin Motsi Nishelo, Hariz Muta Lobi Omer, Shaloi Bein Asvesto. So what the Rambam means, the Magid Mishna says, that if, let's say, her in Asveset is the 25th day, and if the bow comes from the trip on the 25th day, he is not Muta Lobi Omer. Why? Because Azor in Israel, she yifrisu some of the best. But if the Magnishna says, according to the Rambam, only if when the Rambam says, Shaloi bin Asvesto, so is lafuke, if he comes on the Ines Avesa. The Ines Avesa on the 25th day, and he comes on the 25th day, he's also longer. Then we understand, that we understand, because the Rambam passes the aloche of Azor in Israel, she gives him, she says, and so the rest of Mashiach came, if he will come on the 27th day, beyond the Yisrael, even though she did not have 7 days to count and to go through it, then he's put a lot of them. Only if the woman, only if it's the Yisrael. So the question arises, the Rambam says, so because the Mishnah is massive and the Magid Mishnah is Pshat in the Rambam. He says, Mashe Kosa, he means the Magid Mishnah, the Rabbeinu Svirale, the Lurk Rabbi Yechanan, so, because Rabbi Yechanan says, Rav Shmuel Mishnah, Rabbi Yechanan says explicitly, that by the Mechashim, Shiva Yomi, Umutalogala. So that means that if 7 days have not elapsed, as of the Ines Aveset, let's say, the Ines Aveset on the 25th day, and the husband comes on the 28th day, he's also not allowed to contravene. So, the Rambam Paskins, so the Magnishti says, the Rambam Paskins, negative. Why? Because Tensis is the Kashi here. In regard to the memory by Rabbi Vachon, Rabbi Vachon Omer Afi Udiya Shas Vesto Namo Muteres, Kosov Avest is the Rabbon. So, Tein Meheich Muteres, Amun Mishwes, Azor Udi Yisro Shihipo Yusei Yisro Nuh Vesto, Vyish Tema, Kishe Shoa Asu Achas Vesto, Shiva Yomi, Sheikhiru Libe, Ayro, Yisof Yitri Yom Yitzim and Yisof Yitro Asa, Kahid Rabbi Yechem Yisof. So, in other words, so this says that Rabbi Yechem that Rabbi Yechanan's member of Rav Shmuel Mishnei Rabbi Yechanan accords with the Shita of the Chesed of Rabbanon, still Rabbi Yechanan requires that he should buy a Mechashei, So remember, Rabbi Bachon too, when he says, "Achilin Kiddush Asmes to Nama on the Terrace," because some of us Rabbanon, he has reference to the case of Balaam Chashim. But before 7 days elapsed, as of the Nisabeser, then is also. This is what he says. But the Magnishti says, no, the Rambam holds no. In view of the fact that Rabbi Yechanan does spell out, Rabbi Yechav Shmuel, Mishkei Rabbi Yechanan does spell out, Isha Sheish Loveset Bailam Bechashik in the Vesto Ubala. In other words, he has to count 7 days, it is of the Nisabeser. But if 7 days have not elapsed, there's a Nisabeser. He is also over here now. And Rabbi Bachone does not spell it out, that means that Rabbi Yechanan holds like the Mandoma of Vestas the Reis. That's why he requires that Bailam Chasu, Masheinke, Rabbi Bachone Paskins, like the Mandoma Vestas the Rabbanon, that's the way he passed, so he doesn't even have to be Mechasu. Not like they says that Rabbi Yechanan himself holds Vestas the Rabbanon, and still he requires that Bailam Chasu. This is what the Magnishne says. So in other words, according to Magnishne, the Rambam's psak is that even if a woman has a Vesek, so the Bible is not a law of as long as it's beyond the Yisra Vesek, even though 7 days have not elapsed. Masha Kotzit Rabbeinu Sfirma is the word Rabbeinu. In other words, it doesn't have to be Mechash in 7 days. אין מירה, דו כשבו משעשי נוסו, אוסו מירה, דאמרים עליה בזמן בו, ואין חנאי וכשבו יהי, אחות אחר יוסו בשום מירה, ובמימה, אין בזמן בו, זו סבור ההפוכה. So we explain, if the Rambam had mentioned it, if the Magnishne had mentioned that in the Shittas Rambam, in regard to a case of an error, we could understand. Not words. So, B'yei also yesterday Chesheish, maybe in the midst of the Tashmish, he'll be Peres Nivo. Masha'im came beyond the Minoso, beyond the Inas Vesto, let's say on the 27th day, when the Inas Vesto is on the 25th day, on the 25th day, so, since she's Zero, and she doesn't say anything to him, she doesn't stop him, so that means that she is not aware of any Agosha. But the Rambam, the Rambam mentions that he is Mutalov Yaleo Yibu Shizki Sheila. And in respect to that Rambam, the Magid Mishnah says that even if he comes beyond the Inas HaMesed and less than 7 days subsequent to the Inas HaMesed, he is still Mutalov Yaleo even though she is Yisheila. So there we cannot say she is not the fact that she is not aware. She is not aware of any agoshe, so maybe it's a raya that she was not previously aware. Maybe she is aware, but she's asleep now. So that's the kasha by the Chesed Mishne, again the Mani Mishne. Masha was a rabbi Yisrael with Rabbi Yechanan, and he nire do koshibo v'shasim oso, oso nire, the amur nire of his mani po, ve'in chanei me kishibo yin lachet achav yoso, vishor nire, ve'in nire nire of his mani po, v'shor ha'afuchet, ele badai kagod es rabbi Yisrael, so he says in other pshat, ele badai kagod es rabbi Yisrael, hakel ben Zoloshim, יוסו ניבר בילים אינו יחיד עם הדריו וסירו יחקל מתנחות ומישור היה לו ושור היציע אל הסמסטו ובו תלך הזמן הוא יאחר הרבה ובילו וסירה כבילו נביא לכם So he says, because Mishnah says that the Rambam, when the Rambam says, Hola Bailo Vina Acheres, Vimicho Teiro, Kishiyobe Yimitzor Yechmishelo, Ilumotze Mishelo, Hari Zemute Alobe Yoleo Shaloi Bein Asbesto. So what does he mean, Shaloi Bein Asbesto? If it's beyond the Inasvese, and it's 7 days and 7 days beyond the Inasvese. In other words, the Inasvese of the woman is on the 25th, and the vow comes from the Derech on the 33rd. So then is Mita. But in the Hanami, the vow will come on the 28th, or on the 31st, on the 31st, so then, he's also not the Olam. The Rambam also means only if he was Mechashiv 7 days. That's what I can speak. Alright, now, the Magnishnis Pshat is certainly very big. The Magnishnis Pshat. But the Pashkes Roshan Rambam is not the way the Magnishnis says. Because the Rambam is very explicit all the time. In other words, if the Rambam had meant Harizimuta Lopiala, if he was Mechashit 7 days, why shouldn't the Rambam mention it? Especially when the Gemore does spell it out and the Rambam doesn't spell it out. I mean, it's very strange. It's not in accordance with the Rambam. I think that the better pshat in the Rambam is the way the Or HaShulchan explains the Osh Rambam. The Or HaShulchan says, on the contrary, just the reverse of what the Magid Mishnah. According to Magid Mishnah's pshat, so the Rambam is more mekel than all other Rishayim. According to the Or HaShulchan's pshat in the Rambam is more machmir than all other Rishayim. And the Rambam holds, because when the Rambam says, and it fits the Rosh Hashanah. Homar bayu l'dina acheres, v'inicho tehero, ki sheyobel in tzorech li shero, afilu mozo yisheino, hari ze muta lo mi olelo, shaloi bein asbesto. What does it mean, shaloi bein asbesto? Shaloi bein asbesto, the Rosh Hashanah says, in other words, it's obvious that he is passing the washing of the memory of Rish Lokish, Mishlei Rabbi Yudhisiyah. Because who uses the expression Shalom bin Yasresto? Rish Lokish. Re'oma Rish Lokish Mishim Rabbi Yudhisiyah. Vihu Shebo Motzo Viseich Lime Inosso. In other words, Kingdom Inosso. And what does Inosso mean? According to Rashi, Inosso means Kingdom Shnei Shlishi. And Rish Lokish Mishim Rabbi Yudhisiyah has reference to a woman who has no rest for her. But according to the Rambam, Inosso means Inisabeset. What is Inisabeset? Vis-a-vis a woman who has a Veset Kavua. So that day, if her Veset Kavua is on the 25th day, so that's Inasvesto. Vis-a-vis a woman who has no Veset Kavua. So what is Inasvesto? The 30th. That's the Inabedinis. So, in other words, the Rambam says, in Tzorech Lishololo, that means if he came back from the trip prior to the Emes HaVeset, let's say the Emes HaVeset is the 25th and he came back on the 23rd, so then he's mutalomi alo, even if he's Yishenu. Masha'im came, if the Emes HaVeset on the 25th and he comes on the 33rd or the 40th, more than 7 days have elapsed. So then, he is also Lobiyala. Unless he verifies, he asks her whether she is staying or not. Maybe she did sit down. And she has the Agua, and she is aware of the Agua. But how can he know? I mean, she's asleep. So in other words, but then you ask, but Rav Shmuel and Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan says, Bayo Mechashay, the answer is, the Or HaShulchan says, and that's very logical, I mean, in the Rambam. So, that the Rambam holds his Chilkat thesis. Tinsu says, the Rabbah B'Bachomer, Rish Lokish, Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda ben Nisieh, is not Chilkat, I'm Rav Shmuel Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam holds there is a machlokes between Rav Shmuel Mishmei Rabbi Yechanan, so he holds that even the Baal comes the Amri Mesaveset, as long as there are 7 days, as of the Mesaveset. So there, the woman, even if she did sit down, she had an opportunity to count 7 days and go to Tefillah. So Mele is Muteres, is mutalobi on the Rafiru Kishin Sheino, and but the Rambam, he emphasizes, but if he comes beyond the Mesaveset, he's not allowed to be Bo'olel unless he verifies, he makes it sure, by asking her. And she tells him explicitly that she is stable. Otherwise, so he's not allowed to be Bo'olel. But then he asks, why he does. And the Rambam passes it like a really see. Even though, whenever there is a machlokes between Rish Lokish and Rabbi Yechanan, so the halacha generally is like Rabbi Yechanan, except in three cases. This is not one of the three cases. So then, so it's very simple, though, Hashem has a Rashon points out. That is only when there is a machlokes between Mishlokish and Rabbi Yechiel himself. Here there is no machlokes between Mishlokish and Rabbi Yechiel. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Yechiel and Rabbi Yehuda Nisiye. So we don't have a cloud that we have to pass like Rabbi Yechiel. So he passes like Rabbi Yehuda Nisiye, not like Rabbi Yechiel. But then you ask, but why does Rabbi Yehuda Nisiye say that only prior to the Nisabese? If it is subsequent to the Nisabese, even if even if 7 days have elapsed, he is also not allowed until he inquires and verifies it that she is not an ego. So, but after all, there is a speculation. First, one possibility is maybe she didn't see any doubt. Erab is manipul does not mean that she necessarily saw down. And the other possibility is, even if she did see down, maybe she already was developed. So you can say that there is a machlekes between Rabbi and Siye. So you can say there is a machlekes. So it's possible to say, once we assume that according to the Rambam there is a machlekes between Rabbi and Siye and Rabbi Yechanan, so maybe Rabbi and Siye or Rabbi Yechanan holds that here his mommy bone implies that it's likely that she saw down on the Nisabese. Here it is, but not necessarily saw down. Must have some kashot. You could explain it that way, but the Ruach HaShulchan doesn't explain it that way. And that this explanation, I mean, even it's possible, but it's not very reasonable, because then we'll have to say that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechanan on the question of mitzvahs. In other words, what is here of his money? Imply whether Erab is money boy implies that in all probability she saw, or Erab is money boy implies there is a possibility, positivism. It's not mistaken that there is a machlekes between and Rabbi Yechanan on that question, on the question of mitzvahs. So I guess on mitzvahs, since according to Rabbi Yechanan, so Erab is money boy. This certainly does not imply that she necessarily saw, but that she possibly saw. So why should we say that Rabbi Yehuda Nisiye is chayav? But the Ruach HaShulchan explains it differently. In other words, there are many poskim who say there is a machlokes on that. Svekzveike, if efshar libarer. So there are many poskim who say that even if svekzveike, but if it's efshar libarer. So then Svekzvik is not Mita. When is Svekzvik in Mita? When there is no way of verifying it. Let's say Pesach is right. How can we verify it? There is no way of verifying it. So then we say, she's Yisrael, she's Mutaris Labai. Mashaike, if there is a way to verify it, so then Svekzvik is also awesome. As a matter of fact, there is a Machlokes Rishayim in regard to Rov. So some Rishayim say, that when do we rely on Bob only if it's Efshal Ubare? But if it's Efshal Ubare, so then we do not rely on Bob. And that is the reason as to why a Sheikhet is Mechuyev to be made in the Rey. Why should a Sheikhet be made in the Rey? After all, Rey Behemoth is in the Rey. So that means that there is no Treifel B'Rei either. The answer is, so Rashi says in Beitze, because it's Motzah. A Treifel B'Rei is Motzah. But we should still rely on Rov. The answer is, because there is a possibility to be Mivarei all the Treifels. That's impossible. How can you be make sure that there is no leket, you know, in any of the organs of the behemoth? Because even if you will be bathing every organ of the behemoth after shrite, but maybe there was a leket in the veishet, in the became ashrite, so that certainly cannot be valid. So the mele, the chachamim did not require a sheichet to be bathing for every possible thing, because it's impossible to verify. Masheikin, b'dikas areye, that is possible. Anyway, there are many Rishayim who say in regard to Rav that if it's actually valid, we cannot rely on Rav. There are other Rishayim who say no. So the same machlokes, a similar machlokes, not the same machlokes that one is following the other. So a similar machlokes, there is in regard to Slexvig. So there are many Rishayim who hold that Slexvig can actually vary, so we have to be Mivarei. So in other words, this is what the Orach HaShulchan says, that according to the Rambam, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Ben Nissim and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan does say that Bayo Mechashim, why is Bayo Mechashim? There is Mitalovi Olehoim, because there is a Slexvig. But it's actually valuable, it can wake him up in Esker. So, the answer is, Rabbi Yechani holds that one can rely on Svexvikin, even if it's actually valuable. Mashiachim can see it, he holds, too there is a Svexvikin. But it's actually valuable, it can wake him up and find out and verify it. So, maybe since it's actually valuable, we cannot rely on Svexvikin. So, the Rambam passes, like Rabbi Yechani see it, that is only mutalovi aleo if he comes back from the road prior to the Eines HaRetzet, but if he comes beyond the Eines HaRetzet, so then he cannot rely on Svexvike because it is Efshalva. Alright. Now, Hoyo Veset Oyam Uli Veset Neveset Nisagu Kven Kvitze Vechareitzebo Kivim Sha Veset Tolu Bimaise Einei loy kopso loy raso abol chisheshes lein or beninis sheilamli. Now the mechaba passes like that, and then the nagoy says b'siyose b'shein rashbo b'tur b'kamisim kufpites, and b'siyose in at the end of simon kufpidalet and b'tur he mentions that, and he says that that's the shita of the Ramban, that's the shita of the Rashbo. Now, the Roshon of the Mechaber is Hoyo lo veset u yomi u li veset mi veste sagu kem kvitzo de chalei tzibo kim sha veset tolu bimais. In order to understand the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Shach, so you have to know something about veset. Now, what is veset? There is a veset ayom, that's a every 25th, and then there is a veset ayom. Now, according to most Rishayim, there is such a thing as a Veset Aguf by itself, even though it's not coupled with Yom. According to the Rambam, there is no such thing as Veset Aguf by itself, only Veset Aguf coupled with Yom. But according to most Rishayim, there is an independent Veset of Veset Aguf, even though it's not coupled with Yom. So in other words, according to most Rishayim, there are three kinds of vestas. There is a veset ayomim grade, and there is a veset agud grade, and there is a veset amurke, a composite veset, that consists of a combination of a certain experience of the group, certain sensation of the group, and yom. A veset ayomim grade means a woman, let's say, who is accustomed to have a menstrual flow every 25 days. That's a Veset Ayom Kreide. A Veset Aguf Kreide means it's not linked to any day. It can be any day, but sometimes on the 25th, sometimes it's on the 19th, sometimes it's on the 29th, sometimes it's on the 30th. But, let's say, half an hour before she gets the menstrual flow, so she gets a headache, a very severe headache. Or she starts belching, or sneezing, piako, or nisatisho, decibesetagu. In other words, a certain sensation of the group. Now, according to the Rambam, there is no such thing as besetagu craving, but the besetagu combined with yom. But according to most Rishonim, there is such a thing as a besetagu craving. Let's say, in other words, it's not linked to yom, but it can be any day. But it always comes half an hour after a headache, or a stomach ache, or after feeling dizzy. So that's a beset hagur klei, after sneezing, after belching. So that's beset hagur klei. And then beset hayomim klei means simply a certain day. And beset hagur klei, it's a combination. The woman is accustomed to have a menstrual flow every 25th day, but it always comes, it is coupled with a certain sensation, with the headache, feeling dizzy, I mean this, that, all kinds of things. Alright. Now, then there is what the Gemara calls, now, is there such a thing? Then there is what the Gemara calls kofzo, machmasenis, veset machmasenis. What does veset machmasenis mean? Veset machmasenis means, let's say, kofzo de oaso, 3 times. So, if, let's say, it is a veset amuke of yomim and machmasenis, let's say, every third yimrishin, that means the 22nd day. Every 22nd day, so she does a certain exercise, she jumps several times, she has a menstrual flow. In other words, if it will not be every 22nd day, not the 22nd day, let's say on the 20th day, she might jump 100 times and she will not have a menstrual flow. But on the 22nd day, as of the previous flow, if she'll do a certain exercise, she'll jump 5 times, then she'll have a menstrual flow. So that's a veset amoke of yomim and machmasenis. Kvitze, that's called, the Gemara calls it machmasenis. So that certainly is a veset. If a woman is accustomed 3 times every third Sunday to after she's kofatza, so she has a menstrual flow, so then she's a suro bio. She's a suro bio. Let's say on the 22nd day, once she jumped. Now the shayla is, how about veset machmas ines? So veset aguv kreide, except the according to the Rambam. So there is such a veset. The Rambam is the only one who says there is no veset aguv kreide. But veset machmaseines, like kofatzo, greide, so according to most Rishonim, there is no veset, kveset machmaseines greide. Only when it's combined with yom, but greide not. Veset agur greide, yes. Veset agur greide means something that is involuntary. Belching, sneezing, it's not something that is stolen, that is within her control. If a woman feels dizzy or she starts sneezing, it's not that she wants to sneeze, but if a woman starts jumping, doing a certain exercise, or she's going swimming, so then it is within her control. If she doesn't want to jump, so she will not jump. So, mimele, so according to most Rishonim, there is no veset machmasenis, machmas kvitzegrei, only if it's combined with guf. I'm sorry, only if it's combined with yom. Veset machmas aguf is something that is involuntary or something that is like a reflex that is not within her control, that there is, according to all the Shemim, etc. But Beset Machmasein is Kreide, Kovtsov Machmas Kvitze, there is no such person. However, according to Baramoyos Gilson, that you gather from the Gemara, and it would be worthwhile for you to go over that Gemara, that you gather, and to see the Rayu Baranefesh and the Asokes and Baramoya. So you see that it's going to be serious in Gemara. The Gemara, Dafi Dalet, Omer Dalet, the fifth line, the sixth line, Omer Avune, Kof Tzadwas, Kof Tzadwas, Kof Tzadwas, Kof. So according to Baramoya's Gilsi, and some say that Rashi Shite, Rashi also had that Gilsi of the Baramoya. That's contrary to the Gilsi of most Rishayim. So I mean, contrary to the Gilsi we have in Gemara. So according to Baramoya's Gilsi, even Veset Machmasenes, Machmas Kvitze, three times, is also Veset. But most Rishayim hold, there is no Veset Machmasenes prayer. There is no. Now, the two happens to pass by the Baramoya, the two. That there is a Veset Machmasenes prayer, even if it's not copied to the one. Mashayim came, all the other Rishayim, they do not pass like the one. The Mechaber doesn't pass like the two. That there is a Veset Machmasayim is great. Alright, now. So that this is a little like one. Hoyom o Veset Liyom. Uli Veset Mi Veset Stahu. Ki Dein Kvitze Vechalim Tzivo. Now, so the Mechaber mentions Veset Stahu. And then he explains it. Ki Dein Kvitze Vechalim Tzivo. So the Shach understood the Mechaber, that since the Mechaber mentioned first Ulbeset Ulbeset Sahu, and then he mentioned Kibyein Kvitzo, that the Mechaber does not have reference only to Ulbeset Machmasenis. But he has reference to any Beset Sahu. Even though he mentioned Kvitzo, but he said Kibyein Kvitzo Vechalitzimo, and then it's preceded by the expression Uveset Uveset Agu. So that's a general expression. So it's broad enough to include any Veset Agu, not Davke Kvitze. Kvitze in the Roshon of the Mechaber, the Shach, that's how the Shach understood the Roshon of the Mechaber. That's only an example. But he means any Veset Agu, for example. And the Mechaber definitely has reference to a woman who has a composite veset, a veset amoket. In other words, a veset that is composed of two elements. The element of yomi, let's say every 22nd day, and the element of a certain sensation, certain bodily sensation. Not dafke machmasenis, because the Mechaber, if the Ram Mechaber has reference dafke to a composite veset, the combination of yomi and machmasenes, that the Mechaber shouldn't say hoyom veset to yomi uli veset to veset sagu, but the Mechaber should say hoyom veset to yomi uleines kibin kvitze v'chalitzebo, but the Mechaber says hoyom veset to yomi uli veset to veset sagu kibin kvitze. So that means that the Ramba, the Mechaber is reference to any general situation of a combination of yomi and a bodily sensation. For example, a woman who is accustomed to see dam every third Sunday, every 22nd day, half an hour after she feels dizzy, half an hour after she gets a headache, half an hour after she starts sneezing or belching. So, this is what the Mechaber has referenced. Even though the Mechaber does say Kibin Kvitze, but the Mechaber doesn't mean just Kvitze by itself. He means any Veset Amoke composed of yomi and any bodily sensation, like headache, stomach ache, dizziness, and so on. Kim Sha Veset Tolu B'Maise, Eimei Loi Kofzo V'Loi Roaso, Avol Chisheshes. Now, this is mentioned by the Rashi. Now, the Shach is not carried by the Halacha mentioned by the Rashi. But the Shach says that the Rashi has reference to a case of a woman who has a veset amuke that consists of a veset ayomi, let's say every third Sunday, every 22nd day, half an hour after doing exercise. Because the Rashba does spell out kritze. He doesn't use the general lotion, veset mi veset, veset li yomi lo veset mi veset sagud. But he says, hoyo lo veset li yomi mo li kritze. Uli kritze, vi chayetze mo. Ki misha veset tolo vi maise. Eimeya, eimeya, kopzo, eimeya loy kopzo loy laso. Abo chisheshes loy na benish lam yeh. So, the Rashba's din, he agrees with the Rashba's din. The shach. It makes, it's very reasonable. In other words, now, here the Rashba agrees with most Hashem that the veset of Machmas Kritze by itself has no legal effect whatsoever. So, but what is legal effect? A composite veset, a veset amurke of Yomim and Kritze, that has legal effect, according to everybody. So the male, if a woman is accustomed to sit down every 22nd day after doing exercise, after jumping 5 times, after 22nd day, and then the husband comes beyond the 22nd day, he's mutalovia. Look how he, the Shach explains it in Siman Gimel. Eino lekopto, v'inzot b'shini shalema. Afilu lo yisho aso shio shetis teretim. Let's say, she has a veset, she's accustomed to having menstrual flow every 22nd day, if she does a certain exercise, if she jumps 5 times at least. But if she doesn't jump 5 times, on the 22nd day, she will not get the menstrual flow. And the husband came from the road on the 23rd day, so then, is mutalovia, even if she is ashamed. And it doesn't have to be cheshish. Maybe she had a menstrual flow. It doesn't have to be cheshish. Why? So the Rashba says, after all, the menstrual flow is contingent not only upon the 22nd day, but also upon that exercise. And that stone within her control. If she doesn't want to jump, so she wouldn't jump. So she doesn't have to be cheshish. He's mutalovi alo, even if she's ishemo, and it doesn't have to be chisheshes. Maybe she decided to jump. Why should she decide to jump at all? She knows that if she'll jump, she'll get the menstrual flow. Why should she be willing to get the menstrual flow and then be a soul viral? So we can take it for granted that the woman did not exercise her option to get the menstrual flow. After all, it's told, it's optional with her. So, that's why she's mutanzel by law and is mutanzel she is shalemno. Afilu isha aso she or she tispil mitibay. Even if he came on the 23rd day, so in case she did have a menstrual flow, so she was not in a position to be developed in the mutanzel by law. Still, is mutalovi alel. Mashe inkei in the case where the woman is accustomed to sit down on the 22nd day, half an hour after dizziness. So then the Rashba would say that he's mutalovi alel if he comes on the 23rd day. Why should he be mutalovi alel if he comes on the 23rd day? It's not optional with her. So maybe she did become dizzy. Maybe she did become dizzy. If it's contingent upon a mindset by her, okay. So then it doesn't have to be cheshish. Maybe she did the exercise, maybe she jumped. But if it is just a veset amuke of yomim and a certain bodily experience, bodily sensation, like headache, stomach ache, so how can we say, ain't no loy coagulation? Why loy coagulation? Maybe she did have the headache. Maybe she had the menstrual flow. So how can you be making in a Nisa chorus just like that? This is what the Shach says. But the Shach assumed that the Mechaber had a different pshat in the Rashba. And when the Rashba says, Hoyoloveset uyomim uli kvitze, so kvitze is only an example of Vestes Agur. But it can be any Vestes Amurkev of yomim and any bodily sensation, bodily experience. So the Mele is Chayrik Anacha. Then at the end, the Ashbo says in Sitlam Mele's, he says that perhaps the Mechaber, when he said he means only Kvitze. But then he says that's an Eichat. Because if he means only Kvitze, so he should say, Hoy lo veset u yomi, uli Kvitze, the way the Rashbo formulates it. Now, so that means, so he is disposed towards the conclusion that the Mechaber, when he said, he means any vessel that will keep up yomim and vessel sagut, any bad sensation. So the name is chilek. Now, but if that is the pshat in the chaver, then the chaver is very difficult. I mean, how can the chaver say such a thing? If a woman, he is accustomed to have a menstrual flow every 22nd day, half an hour after she feels dizzy, half an hour after she gets a severe headache, half an hour after, half an hour or 5 minutes, after she starts sneezing or belching. So is biomutalomial? He doesn't have to ask any questions. I mean, how can he take such a risk? It's not optional with her. So maybe she did become busy, maybe she did have a headache. She has no control over it. Of course, so we have to understand. Now the Michas Yaakov, as he said, Mechaber is the Tiras Ashlomim and the Chokia. So he explains it that when the Mechaber says Hoy lo veset uyomi, when he veset mevestes avu, he doesn't mean veset mevestes avu, an involuntary reflex action, I mean, something that is not within her control. Of course, in such a case, maybe she did have the bodily sensation and she had the menstrual flow, but he means a veset machnasenis, similar to kvitze. What is a veset machnasenis similar to kvitze? In other words, let's say ochlo shum, the Gemara mentions it, ochlo shum viroasu. In other words, sometimes a woman who had the menstrual flow since after eating something very sharp, like garlic. So, ochlo shum v'roaso. So that's analogous to kvitze. That's the only women have control. I mean, she cannot. Involuntarily, she will not eat any garlic. She'll only eat garlic if she decides to eat garlic. If she doesn't decide to eat garlic, so then she will not eat garlic. So this is what Mechaber means. Hoyo lo veset uyom, uli veset mevestes aguf. Not invested aguf, like a reflex action, or an involuntary act, like a dizziness, or a stomach ache, belching, or sneezing. So, but uli veset mevestes aguf, kikin kvitze. Kvitze is one example. What is another example? Och lo shu. So then, Kim Shabeset Olbe Maise, Izeno Mikofte Leroaso, Abel Chisheshes Leine Beinri Shelam Ye, Masheinke, if it is a Vestamurke for Kiyomi, and let's say an involuntary bodily sensation like dizziness or headache or stomachache or sneezing or something like that, so then the Mechaber will be made it. That she is also a different. I mean, this is what the Minchas Yaakov. All right, we cannot go over. I told you that today. I have to finish earlier. Okay. Now, so we'll go tomorrow and we'll go over inside the Sifra Mebez Mishach. It's very important, every word in that chapter. It's very important. I mean, this is a great relevance on Simen Kuf Pites. This Sifra Mebez has great relevance on Simen Kuf Pites. Right. And then you should go over, and if you didn't go over the tool when it was Yosef, and Simon could behave, so you should go over it now for the moment. Moshe, did you take any of
the notes? Yeah.
Okay.
Mem Aleph in Nida, Yodea Gimel Aleph Tav Shemem Beis.